Massive round seven of AFL action, and the voice of the midweek rub in the Friday huddle has joined us, Damien Barrett.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news.
Oh, here he is. The Nick Larkey impersonation had even got its ass into live. I reckon about 30 blokes said to me, yeah, good. That's the funniest thing.
I was getting it sent to me last night by people. Oh, have you seen this? Yes, I have seen it.
And heard it.
No, I like it. Yeah. Now,
you liked it a lot more. Rory Sloane. Yeah, Rory Sloane, one of the favourites on Triple M. I think you gave him the profile, Jim, when you bumped into his mad mates.
Well, in the early... one.
I think it was game one, I reckon it was.
Hanging over the fence.
Yeah. From Upway to Tacoma.
Upway to Tacoma. Well,
yep. And he spoke today. Unfortunately for him, the second problem he had with that serious eye issue, Bill, which raised its head just before the season started again, has meant that he's been forced to retire because life is more important than another game of footy.
Yep.
And he got his head around that in recent weeks and announced it today and then spoke quite emotionally.
Ooh. I mean, I came in. Tex was already here, a year under his belt. I can't even look at him when I'm going to say this, but I don't know, and there's a few others as well. You got Smitty, Laddie. There's a lot of us that experienced so much over the past 16 odd years in this footy club that I don't think many people would have experienced in any other industry. We've lost people. We've had extreme highs, some pretty tough lows. We've really been through it all. But what I'm proud of is if we stuck together and we stuck true to who we are. And I'm pretty proud of that.
Good boy. One of the real good boys.
He's tough. You know what it hurt? What would hurt him, Jim, is his body's right. It's just in his eye. Yeah. His body's right. It's going okay.
Well, but his body hasn't been right for the last two or three years.
He had around the eye.
But he's up and going now.
Yeah, he had done a pre-season. Yeah. He wanted to have one more crack at it because they felt they were then tracking well and they might still get back into the eight after their slow start. But unfortunately, he's just not part of it. And I liked his referencing to the experiencing of the highs and equally the lows and obviously the tragedy that was part of his time at the club and the way
enormous amount to be proud of, Damo. Yeah. He has been a star on and off the field. He's always carried himself with great class and dignity. We love Rosa.
Yeah, and even hearing him just articulate a career in that moment as he did just then. And obviously, if people want the extended version of that, they can go online to get it.
Yep.
Tribunal, we got another one. It just keeps happening. The MRO has a finding and then we'll flush it through the system and we'll see what happens. And this one is the Jack Higgins tackle on Aliri Lear. We spoke about it at length on Saturday.
Three matches is way too
far. Yeah, I think we all had that view, didn't we? The three of us. You were strong at the time, Jim.
Well, but this is what we always say, Purple. We're so result-driven. So I said to people who thought Toby Green should have been cleared to play, what if the bloke, what if old mate Boyd was knocked out?
Yeah.
And it would have, everyone would have gone, well, then it's got to be a month. It
had to be two or three.
So it's only the result that drives whether people think. So if Aliri gets bounces up and plays on, but because he was concussed, and we're very cognizant of the issue with concussions. There's no way he gets three if the player's not concussed.
I agree.
In fact, he probably gets fined.
What was he supposed to do?
Well, we said that.
I know, you said that.
I don't know.
I hadn't seen it, so I saw it the other...
Yeah.
He ran through him.
Yeah, he's trying to run through him as a little man.
So what's he supposed to... And plus, he was in a kicking action, so he had no strength.
I'm tiring, though, of the tribunal needing to tell us what is and isn't right. I just think the game needs to, but that's another conversation for another day. Cody Waitman, we saw him have another issue where his elbow had got dislocated again in that game, and now what they are going to do is seek to fix it to a point, and he'll miss 6 weeks or thereabouts.
What's that, surgery?
Surgery. Yeah, or procedure at least, because he had been playing with it, Bill, as you saw with the cast around it, and then he just absolutely hit the soft spot on it. And you felt for him, because I can't even imagine how sore that would be.
No, that wouldn't be.
Positives, Nat Fyfe played a game
Natalie.
That took us back to almost Brownlow medal form, didn't he, with what he did against the Western Bulldogs. And he's just now, I think, on the back of that, worked out how he fits into this midfield that has Sarong and Brayshaw as the leaders of it at the moment, and rightly so. but there's still a place for someone who's as big as he is and has still got some high-end talent. Now, it's not the Brownlow medal times two winning talent, but it's still high-end, isn't it, Jim? Yep. And it's going to be crucial to what they're about. I thought they were unlucky in two of their past three losses. They had those free kicks against them against Carlton, or those issues against Carlton. We're in front of Port Adelaide with 3 or 4 minutes to play, lost the last
terrible
two goals of the
West
game.
Coast.
Terrible against West Coast. But their response against the Western Bulldogs was really, really good. Jeremy Cameron, I reckon it's been 3 years he's been the best player in the comp, and I think he's now just putting a gap on whoever the next best is with what he's doing this year.
I asked him the other night on Talking Footy, this is the best footy I've ever seen you play. I've never seen you play better than you are at the moment. He looks a million bucks.
He just runs.
He does whatever he wants.
Go down back.
He does, but his laconic nature, I think, makes you think he just does that. But he's still working within the system, isn't he?
And you would have to ask
he's
Chris.
Part of the
I don't
system.
Know if you ask Joel, he says he does whatever he wants.
Yeah. I think he just does what he wants.
Well, he goes and has his recovery and his muddy dam with the fish and the yabby, as you said. But I love what he's doing, the 5 goals he kicked, and he needed to probably kick that sealer late, Bill. He'd already done the hard yards, and then the late comeback from Carlton.
Kicked 3 goals in 3 minutes, Carlton. Where's that come from?
4-4, wasn't it? Or yeah,
it was 3-3, Damien. You were in bed after your Saturday rub. You would have been. Isaac Heaney again.
Yeah, 3 goals in his performance yesterday against Hawthorn. He's just the cleanest user of a football, isn't he? And he just it was a pretty bad game that on a number of fronts. We'll touch on the negative component with Hawthorn in the next segment through the words of Sam Mitchell, but. He just elevated himself, didn't he, with his class, and he's done it.
We've
talked about him on the recovery session on this show on the Monday for 7 occasions, including this one.
Yeah.
This week he's got votes again out of that game, which will mean he's got votes.
Right now, he's 15 votes ahead of the next player in the Brownlow for me.
15?
15.
No, in the Brownlow.
Brownlow votes is 15 ahead of the next
player. Hang on. So
he's on 25, and the other bloke's on 10.
We can't have 25.
Well, he's only played 7 games.
Don't care.
Well, how's he got 25?
21.
15. He wins it with his legs, both legs in the air.
No, I don't know.
He's in stirrups.
Eddie,
that's how he wins
it. There's only 7 games.
Just watch
seven
this
times
space,
three
and
is
I'm going to replay
21.
This. And when it happens... You'll have to say, Jim, you were right.
This is after keep round 7, by the way.
Yeah, just time code.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going, Purple.
Long time ago, but we do positives here. We go back to Wednesday night. Maxi Gunn has played five blinders out of the 7 that Melbourne has played. The first game was bad for him, and he had another bad one 2 weeks ago, but he's responded each time, and I thought he was a clear best of field again, so big tick for him, and he's just keeping Melbourne rolling.
Star of the comp.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Six time, all Australian.
Six. Yeah. And he's already got
into this team
the
too.
One arm through the jacket again for an All-Australian this year. You like what I did there, Bill? Or at least now what do they put on the badge, on the chest panel? They just put the year. They've got the two
so
for the 2024 year on it already.
All
so
right. Maybe for Maxi, 2-0, maybe.
Maybe 20. Yeah. Halfway there.
Bombers and Magpies. Who won that?
No, I'm going the Bombers.
Yeah, I reckon the Bombers won.
I love what Merritt did, and I... More than happy for him to get the Anzac Day medal because he was outstanding. But I thought...
Who did you think?
I thought McGrath was the best player afield in that game. And I thought
Andy McGrath.
I'm giving him the positive out of the weekend on that particular occasion.
Lucky you went, mate.
I'm loving what the... I thought he was best on ground.
Voting.
Green, Taylor, Canelio out of the GWS team. It just means that other players who would normally have to just form behind them in an orderly queue with respect and authority and the way a hierarchy works, they're just getting more time. And I'm referring to Finn Callahan as one of those people. Yeah. And he's just hitting his straps beautifully, isn't he? And benefiting. They did a number on the Brisbane Lions.
He's a big bastard.
Where's Sam Taylor? I need to know I need to punt. This week.
I think he'll be back, Bill.
What was that sentence?
I don't know. Well, Sydney play the Giants, and if he's in,
For your tips.
Not punting.
I'm not sure you can punt. But their talk is, and the club is really confident, they'll get all three players back. Obviously, Green with the suspension that he copped, but Taylor, now that he's missed 2 matches with concussion protocols, and there's hope that Canelio, with his knee, is ready to go again. And if it's not, it's not too far away. So, quick reference to Jake Rogers for his game for Gold Coast against West Coast yesterday.
Yeah,
another one of those
very good
young academy kids that are just now on a turntable. They just spit them out, and they're going to be there for years. But it was a great performance for him. Equally, Noah Anderson. Butters was great, wasn't he? Bill for Port against St Kilda. And just a quick reference before we go to the break, Tex Walker for his game, his unselfish game for Adelaide against North Melbourne down there in Hobart.
He's a very good player. Good man too, Big Tex. And all right, negatives?
Negatives.
All right.
Coming up next with Damien Barrett.
$2.05.
On the Rush Hour Triple
H. Responsibly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You got something on your face, Fat? Get rid of that.
Oh. Yeah, a bit of donut. No,
other side, God. He has. He's got a great big bit of donut.
Still there. It's not coming off. Damien Barrett has stuck around. He's negatives from round seven. By the way, on Thursday, Rory Sloane will join us retiring today.
Great. Just like one more positive, and we talk about players and how good they're going. Chris Scott is on fire in the coach's box. He is. And his twin brother's going all right too, by the way.
They're both flying.
They are flying. So well done to
he's
Scotty.
He's just tapped in with something at the catch at the moment that people have not yet worked out. Mm-hmm. So they are flying. Bill, who isn't flying, is his counterpart at the Brisbane Lions, in Chris Fagan.
What is going on there, Damo? I watch him now and he seems to get a bit more angrier. Mm. He just looks like, I don't know, it's just something missing there.
No,
with
you, Bill. And seven rounds is enough now to have a look at it and have a deeper dive into what's going on. And I think it's fair to say they just have not been able to overcome what was a tough toil for 5 years, getting so close. And last year was the closest they got, with losing a grand final by 4 points. Mm. And if they want to throw the 5 years in as a collective, Bill, they were basically a kick short of reaching a prelim final for 5 years. Now, they fell short on two of those five years, but they were only a kick short from in a semi-final to make it to a prelim.
But so, we all had them in the top four, don't
we? Absolutely.
Their midfield's good, their forward line's good, their back line's okay. So,
but they're 2-5 now, and if you do want to look at what is on offer for their teams each week, they don't bat as deep as some teams when it's all said and done. I mean, I don't want to individualise now, but they're not batting deep, and they're certainly not getting much out of those guys. And then you sort of ponder the question yourself, who's going to help them blast out? And there's always been doubts on Danaher and Hipwood as a forward line. And Lachie Neale, I think clubs have worked him out now. And he's also been around for a long time. Yes. He's banged up and he's getting hit and tagged and shut out. And he's hard to work through.
McCluggage, Suns, Crows, Richmond, they've got a gettable couple of games coming
up. Yeah, and that's the hope, Jim, isn't it? And if you look at the four of the games they've got coming up, West Coast is part of that too, I think, at the end of it.
Yeah, the fourth, yep.
They could well come out of it with a 6-5 scoreline, or at least a 5-6 scoreline, which will give them some hope. But what I do think I've seen enough to know now is that even if they just get out with how they've been trying to play, it won't be any good for them come the proper end of the season. I think they've needed to make changes. He made some tough changes last year about halfway through when he dropped Daniel Rich and Jack Gunston from a game. I'm talking about Chris Fagan. He hated doing it because he's such a loyal person.
Yep,
he's going to need to do something of that nature, be it just a rev up in the box. So they've got a problem. Let's go to Hawthorn and take a listen to what Sam Mitchell said. Now, another loss happened yesterday. They're 1 win, 6 losses. Mm-hmm. The one win was against North Melbourne. I don't even think that should count this year. But Sam Mitchell had this to say after the Swans loss on Sunday.
I mean, the margin is worse than the Gold Coast game. But I looked at today's game. If you watched it without a scoreboard, you would have said the Brown and Gold boys are having a crack. You know, they're really putting a lot of pressure on the opposition.
Don't know what that means, because we do watch it with a scoreboard, and the last time I associated with sport without a scoreboard, it's underage sport. And I just think he's in a bit of a zone now where he doesn't have the answers. It's a bit like Chris Fagan, and while it's been 3 years under his watch, I don't see any improvement, Jim. And while others will look at the fact they've made some tough calls, and maybe it's just setting up for what is in the future, but I'm not seeing it this year. And they won 7 matches last year, 8 the previous year, and there's not a lot of talent on that list, particularly when there's no great forward line.
That's a weird sentence when you lose by 11 goals.
And I tell you what, he gave it to
76 points.
Scrimshaw there. Was that quarter time when he walked on? And he gave it to Scrimshaw.
It was.
Barrel
him. He did. Yep.
And a couple other bad news.
Yeah, just with Hawthorn, Sam Butler, we knew in the VFL, had injured his leg. He's now going to miss the season with that break. And Mabior Chole, who was their one forward, although they didn't play well. No one played really well yesterday. But filling in for Mitch Lewis, covering for Mitch Lewis's absence, he's been offered a one-match ban for striking Errol Gordon during that particular game. So it's not unfolding well for them. Western Bulldogs, Jim, 3-4, lost to Fremantle.
Hard to work out, because the best is really good.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they will play in a way that doesn't match up with that at all.
It didn't. And they grounded out. It was only late that the Dockers, I suppose, confirmed the win. And they were without Jamari Ugalhagen, and they lost Tom Liberatore just before the game. But their midfield just was not up to what the Fremantle team subjected
them to. And they've got to win that game if they're feeding them.
That's a really good point, Bill.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Normally, yeah.
Carlton.
I don't think it is. I think Fremantle at home are tough to beat.
No, but if dogs
if
are
the dogs
be
want to make something of their season.
It's going to be out of Freo and Western Bulldogs getting the eight.
I still think it's a very tough road trip, that. So yep. Not many teams beat
Libera laid Freo out too, but, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It just said that.
I was too busy writing notes for you.
Yes.
5-2 Carlton, lost to GWS in round six and then Geelong on the weekend. And look, you could have taken some positives out of it. Michael Voss wasn't going down that path, just refused to. I like the attitude. Their other loss came to Adelaide by 2 points back in round five. So they're just not getting on a roll at the moment.
They got six or seven out from their prelim side last year. So they got some good players
And most of those are soft tissue too, which is an issue for them. But
Collingwood, big game Friday night.
It's a massive game.
That's a huge game.
Just before we have a look at what is coming up on round eight matches, just the last 3 weeks of Sundays. These are the matchups, Bill. There's only been two matches on each of the last 3 weeks. Hawthorn, Sydney, West Coast, Gold Coast. That was yesterday. Yeah. Week before, North and Hawthorn.
Yuck.
Sydney, Gold Coast.
Oh, come on.
And then the week before that, Geelong and North and West Coast and Richmond. It's a day that they have not
scheduled
well.
Hopefully now we're back to nine games and no bye.
And no Wednesday matches.
Yeah,
and no,
we might get. Can I just say hello quickly to Mark and Malcolm at the Queen's Head in Adelaide?
Who are Mark and Malcolm?
I'm going to explain. I walked through and the game's on North Melbourne and Carlton, and I had to be somewhere else, so I wasn't stopping. And they both had
never stopped.
They both had North Melbourne gear on, and they said to me, "Not watching the game, Jim." I said, "I can't. I've actually got to go somewhere." But I said, "I also plan to enjoy myself this weekend in Adelaide. And if I stop and watch, I'm not going to enjoy myself. So I got to keep moving."
You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Rusted on North blokes. Both of them been members for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they say, "We come to this pub every time North play and watch." I said, "Well done to you too." So I'll say hello to Mark and Malcolm. Good boys. Hopefully they hang tough.
I hope they do. Because I know a few people who were wavering, Jim.
No, they can't.
He's been stalwart for 100 years at that club.
Can't waver.
Who's third on the Coleman medal? I'll give you the first two. Kerno and Jesse Hogan. Who's third?
Cameron?
The J-Train.
Jake Waterman. Mm. Good effort. Good effort. Kicked another four. He's kicked 21 for the year.
Yeah, and 15 in the past three.
Yeah. And what about these games? So Adelaide, Port Adelaide Thursday
I love this
night.
Round of footy, Bill. So yeah. Showdown Thursday.
Friday night, Carlton, Collingwood. Yep. There'll be 90,000.
Magnificent. There'll be 90 plus.
And then Sydney Giants on
Saturday.
It's going
to be huge.
Melbourne, Geelong.
Yes.
Saturday
1v4.
Yep. And then Brisbane and the Gold Coast. That's a good game.
Big game.
At the Gabba.
Rivalry round.
It is.
It almost is.
It really is.
Good.
Yep.
Right.
Good
I like
round
it, Purple.
Footy.
Yeah.
Anything else? You.
Anything else? You.
What did you do after the rub? Just as a matter of interest.
No, you made me feel tired by saying
did
I looked tired.
You go home and have a nap?
No, I went home, had a few bets and lost again as always. I had something on your Elphinstone, but I missed the quaddie as always. And,
this is Fat having a go, by the way, at Damo, for, in Fat's words, not appearing on Saturday in good enough condition on the cast. This is Fat who does that every Saturday of the year.
No appearance, your worship.
Turns up.
No appearance. I looked over a couple of times. His goggles are all fogged up.
That is not true.
They're all fogged up and he's sound asleep. I had to wake him up.
Well, I had a few drinks with Jim the night before.
Jim doesn't drink. He was okay.
I'm jumping around. Good to see you, Purple.
See you guys.
Says Bill has got a full strength Coke on a Monday. You can hear Dambo as part of the midweek rub on Wednesday and the Friday huddle too.